They say that people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I say that people shouldn't live in glass houses. Our addition gave us two-story floor-to-ceiling windows, huge, gorgeous, conversation-starting panes of glass. It was only a month before the first bird kamikazed into these windows with a sickening thump. We found it on the newly stained redwood deck, its perfect brown head turned too far to the side. There was no blood. We thought about a burial, but instead put the bird's soft, lifeless body in the compost bin, like it was taking a dirty nap. Less than a month later, it happened again. This time there was a ribbon of blood next to the bird's body, upping the horror ante. I googled stop birds flying into windows and purchased reusable reflective vinyl Art Deco stickers from Amazon. We stuck them on the windows. Now the glass looked like a bad preschool art project, a first-timer's mosaic experiment. Architects deal in dreams. Glass recently cleaned looks fantastic in photos and portfolios. It's there and it's not there, a classy membrane, a frame for a view, heightening the indoor-outdoor relationship. It's not supposed to cause wildlife fatalities, but it does. Another Google search tells me that 988 million birds die each year from crashing into windows in the U.S. alone. A billion. That's the human population of India in the year 2000. If we had known that our dream house would wreak such avian havoc, we would have designed it differently. Our verdant view isn't worth the carnage. Do birds mourn their fallen comrades? I hear them chirping outside my house uninterrupted, but perhaps their singing has a more melancholy tone. Or is it back to cheerful business as usual? With a perspective, I'm Leela Sinclair.